Safe and fun for the whole family, 88.9 Shine FM. Wednesday morning, we check in with Kimberly Eckert from Eckert Psychology and Education Center for Parenting Moments. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
I guess with November 25th, we're a month away from Christmas, Kimberly.
Woo!
And I haven't even started shopping yet, but that's pretty normal for me.
There you go.
But
exciting time of year.
Yeah, Christmas, that'll be next month. This month, though, it's been a great topic, I know, helping out a lot of people in our Shine family. Is it time to go to couples counseling?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and today, as our last segment, is prevention is not just for premarital couples.
Sure.
Typically, couples who attend therapy together are significantly distressed, unhappy, and emotionally hurting. But this isn't everyone, Mike. The best intervention for your relationship is prevention, like getting a flu shot before getting the flu. Attending couples therapy can help you build healthy relationship skills and habits that equip you with the tools to overcome issues that you may have together. Well, that every couple is going to have together.
Yeah.
The reality is, if you do nothing to improve your relationship over time, even if you aren't doing something destructive, listen to this, your relationship will decline.
Hmm.
The same goes for your car, your house, and your teeth.
True.
Yeah. So there are even therapists who offer an annual couples checkup to help you explore your relationship strengths and seek to explore opportunities for improvement for the next year. So just like going to your doctor for a checkup to make sure you're in good health, or a physical therapist to say, hey, what else could I do to help my body get stronger? We know that psychologists also engage in helping you examine how well your relationship is functioning and then offer you exercises to help strengthen areas that could otherwise lead to more emotional injuries if left untreated.
Really good advice.
Yeah, so shining a light on difficult relationship problems, it's never easy, but it can lead to addressing deeper issues that impact you and your partner's mental and physical well-being.
Nice. Thank you so much for this. It's been a great topic through the month of November, Kimberly. I'm guessing, though, every situation is different for couples. If there's a spouse that just doesn't seem to be wanting to go to counseling, probably still very wise even to go by yourself, isn't it?
It really is. And we encourage people all the time to come in and to have a safe place to talk about the difficulties that are happening at home. I mean, therapy is so unique, Mike, where you get to talk freely without editing mm-hmm. your experiences and your concerns and your worries with a person who is there to create safety and to help you explore honestly and face what's going on and make decisions from there.
Sounds good. Well, of course, lots of family help, marriage help, everything you need. EckertCenter.com. You can find out more and make an appointment. And the brand new South location, too?
That's right. So I really encourage people who have sort of put therapy on the back burner because Eckert Center has been too far to drive. Well, we now have a South location, and that is being run by Ashley Shaw. And, of course, people can still attend therapy online. And I'm surprised, Mike, but that, you know, at first people were kind of a little cautious and skeptical about it. But with the pandemic, that is one beautiful thing that's really changed. People are getting really comfortable and addressing their issues and getting online and meeting with their therapist regularly.
We've definitely embraced some of this technology. So
that's right.
It's awesome. EckertCenter.com for more on Kimberly and her team. And of course, your chance at a free consultation right now.
Let's go with Keener number one today, Mike.
Quick to the draw right now, 403-276-8888. Much appreciated, Kimberly. Always glad to check in with you every Wednesday for Parenting Moments. And we'll do that again as we get into December next week.
I know, crazy time.
Indeed.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you, Kimberly.